Welcome to this edition of the Bill Elliott Racing Podcast. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull, and haven't been in touch lately with either of our Bill Elliott Racing stars as the season's been very busy on both ends of the stick here. But let's get caught up first off with Casey Roderick, who within the last month or so has been some interesting turns of events with the situation at Kansas and the motor failure and the Phoenix Racing ride kind of drying up. And Casey, I just want to talk to you because I know you've been bearing down and trying to get things figured out, and just sort of, I guess, talk to you about the turn of events and everything and how you feel as things have kind of gone forward since the weeks prior to Kansas and then afterwards.
Well, it's, you know, it's gone slow after Kansas. Not really much going on. You know, as of right now, I don't have any racing coming up in the future, so we're just trying to figure out what we're going to do for next year and see if we can get some sponsorship in the shop here. So, you know, there's no telling what's going to happen. You know, maybe someone's out there looking at us and you know, hopefully we'll want to do something with us. Just have to wait and see.
Wait and see is what a lot of drivers are playing right now, and there are a lot of drivers that are even worse situations than you that haven't won an ARCA race and an ARCA pole before, that haven't had the experience of Bill Elliott on their side, that are just trying to start out. What do you think, what would you say to those drivers, and what is the outlook for them kind of trying to head through this and these really tough economic waters and kind of the tough barriers to entry for NASCAR?
Well, you know, everybody's got a dream and a goal, you know, for their life. You know, their future, you know, as of right now is unknown. But the one thing that everybody needs to remember is never give up. You know, I don't care how tough it gets, you can't give up on your goal. You know, it just makes you work harder and you know, trying to succeed in what you love to do. You know, that's one thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to give up, and I'm not going to let these economic times get me down and take me down. So we're holding our heads up, and, you know, hopefully in the future we'll get something going.
And as the off season sorts out, likely some opportunities will open up, whether it is ARCA or NASCAR or wherever the stream takes you, that'll be able to give you some more solid answers as we head toward the 2011 season. Now, I want to talk about a little bit, I guess, about what you're doing right now in the meantime. You know, I'm sure just trying to get things sorted out, and I'm sure it was kind of a culture shock having sort of the rug fall out under you with the Finch ride drying up there before Kansas and the possible nationwide race now not on the table anymore in Phoenix. What have you been doing in the meantime to both get yourself caught up on the racing side of things and, I guess, with the education side of things?
Yeah, I've been working on my schoolwork a lot and you know, just trying to get caught up there. And you know, I've just been, you know, I've come by the shop last week, you know, for a few days and just hang out a little bit. Since there's not much going on right now, not much for me to do. So until then, we'll keep doing what we're doing. And, you know, I really hope something will come up in the future so we can get some racing. You know, I would love to do a full ARCA deal next year just so I can get some seat time. That's all I need, seat time and being able to work with the same people every week. So, you know, if I can get something like that, man, that'd be great. I think we could show a lot of people what we're capable of and you know, have a chance at hopefully one day getting one of those big seats on the Cup side.
So, Casey, I know you're not a financier, you're not a marketing guy per se, but you have a great perspective as far as the economic resources that are needed to put a driver in a race car, whether it's for one race or whether it's for a whole season. And I know you've kind of heard Bill Elliott and Cindy and the folks over at Bill Elliott Racing crunch those numbers. If there's a prospective business person out there listening in who maybe has a business that's done well in these economic times and they're listening right now and they want to know, what does it take to put Casey Roderick in a race car? I know his credentials, I know everything. Do you have any idea what they would need to put forward to get you into a race car?
You know, I'm not sure, you know, how accurate this is, but you know, I've been around some teams that, you know, have kind of told me what it costs them to run their team. And for a full ARCA deal, you know, all season long, would be about $1.5 to $2 million. You know, to really do it right, it'd be probably $2 million. But, you know, the two is probably gonna get you close. But man, that's just what, you know, that's what's so tough about it. I mean, who can spend that kind of money, you know? But I mean, there is people out there doing it, and you know, more power to them because they're doing it, and I'm not. But that's a lot of money. But you know, hopefully, we can find something out there that will allow us to do that. You know, the tire bill is probably, you know, $150,000 a year to do a full season. But to do a single event, you can probably do it for $15,000, and that's us doing it. You know, if you had to, you know, go to a team and, you know, they're renting motors and, you know, they've already got all the equipment and stuff like that, you know, you're talking 20 to 30 a race. So, you know, that's just where the sport is now, and everybody's got to deal with it. So, you know, it's just who can get the money and you know, run these races. But, you know, I'm hoping and praying we can find something, because I know we can do it. And I'm confident myself I can do it. We just got to convince somebody out there to help us.
That's unreal, those numbers you threw forth. Actually higher than I expected, because really, Casey, the ARCA series is one of the more economical ones, at least when you're comparing it to NASCAR, where you look at a nationwide series ride, which I'm sure is an 18-year-old, 18 and some change. You're looking, that's really where you're looking, because you're old enough to run in the nationwide series. Does it shape up the same way if you're talking money-wise, maybe a comparison between the K&N Pro East series and the ARCA series? Because K&N's also nationally televised in a NASCAR series.
You know, I'm not sure what the K&N Pro East guys spend. I haven't really paid attention to you know, how much they spend. But, you know, if you look at the Truck Series or Nationwide Series, you know, about $8 million to do a Nationwide deal probably.
Wow.
You know, or more. And then, you know, Truck's probably $4 or $5 million. It's crazy the amount of money you have to be able to run, especially at the level that they're doing it at. You know, I remember, you know, if you talk to Bill or, you know, some of these older guys that used to race back in the day, I mean, you could get by with $1 million, $2 million a year. Well, now Cupside's up to, what, you know, $30 million now for a team to run. That's big money that people, you know, with the economic times, don't have, and that's why these guys are having so, you know, so much trouble finding something. But these teams have gotten so big, and the operations are so big. You know, they have so many employees. It takes that kind of money to run them. So, you know, it's definitely tough right now.
Hard to believe that Bill Elliott, say, 1985 season where he won all those super speedway races, or the 1988 season where he won the championship, goes financial-wise for what it costs to run a full season of ARCA now. That's hard to believe to compute those numbers. I will say to people that are looking into sponsorship, though, if you wanted to do a more economic package, that K&N Pro East series only runs, you know, 8 to 10 races in a whole year. So that to run a full deal and win a championship there would cost less. But, of course, to get on an even bigger national stage with ARCA Nationwide or Truck is where you want to be. And I want to ask you a quick question real quick just about NASCAR itself, since I know you're still following the sport. What do you think about the Chase? The race we had this past weekend in Martinsville. Who's your pick maybe to win the championship?
I'm going with Denny Hamlin. You know, Jimmy Johnson's definitely going to be tough, but I think Denny's he's got something for this year, I think, to pull it off. But you know, they've been really quick everywhere they've gone, and I hope they do it. He's tough, and he's got his game face on now. He's working hard at it, and he's gonna be tough. I'm interested in seeing how it's gonna turn out. But what do you think about old Jimmy Johnson and Kyle Busch yesterday?
You know, I listened to Kyle Busch's radio transmission, and he used a few gerunds that I will not be able to pronounce in this podcast here, but expressing displeasure with Jimmy Johnson chopping his line off there. But you know, in the end, I think he was able to get by him, I think, at the very end of that deal. So, yeah, or actually, I think he was able to get by him. So that was very interesting to see there. Also very interesting to see Kevin Harvick and Jeff Burton as two teammates getting together, and Burton exchanging more barbs about Harvick in the media after the race than Harvick was willing to do. So that's something very interesting to follow there. Well, Casey, we're going to wrap this deal up here because I know you got to get back. I know you're working to get that high school diploma and everything wrapped up together, but we'll be pulling for you, buddy, and checking in with you soon, okay?
All right, I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for spending time with us, Casey. And folks, you've been listening to the Bill Elliott Racing Podcast. We'll keep you updated as updates become available about Casey Roderick and businesses, prospective sponsors out there. Go to BillElliott.com and click on the link for his driver development there and try to get in contact with the team and help both Casey Roderick and their other driver, Trey Poole, out. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull. We'll check in with you soon.